Welcome to Camilo's Radio Hour. This is another episode of this show where I have the time to talk about things. I get an hour to tell you things that I find worth telling. So it's my radio hour. It's not a show yet because it doesn't have like a central focus. It's my thoughts, and they can be about different things, and they can be incomplete, and that's what I'm here to do. So I'm excited. I'm happy to be back. I like doing this, and hopefully, I'll be able to get like a better understanding of the show the more I do it. So I do see some potential in eventually having a radio show. Just gotta keep pushing through these first couple broadcasts. So I'm happy to be here, and I hope you can enjoy this. It's certainly been an enjoyable day. Today it's November 2nd, and it's nice. That's good for November. So, like, I didn't have to wear a jacket today, and it's still not. There's not too many winds, so you can go outside and like get some sunlight, and enjoy it. So it's certainly been possible to enjoy today, been possible, right? So I hope you've managed to do that, and I hope that by now you're getting ready to like settle in for the night. I know. I don't know what everyone is up to. So that's actually something I don't know. I feel like most students go to bed like after midnight. So I think for now people are probably working on their projects or just hanging out. So I hope you can have an enjoyable evening, and tomorrow's a great day for all of you guys. So, for me, just something to report about. I mean, a little incident with like kind of a lesson for you guys is like when things go wrong, don't get too upset about it. I had something go wrong this week, and here's my experience with it. I had a cup of hot chocolate in my hand, like in a traveling mug, and I was kind of annoyed of holding it, and so I said, you know, I had a backpack, and I thought I'll just put my coffee mug or my hot chocolate recipient inside the bag, and that way I won't have to hold it, and I mean, as long as like there's no reason why the cup should open, right? And like when I got home, I found out that the cup actually did open inside my bag, and my hot chocolate was spilled all over my stuff inside the bag. And in there I had my laptop. I had my notes for like two classes. And I had my ancient Greece textbook that was still in pretty good condition. And now the coffee mug was like, it was like three quarters of the way full. And when I pulled it out of the bag, there was maybe an eighth left. So all of that volume just kind of spilled on my notes. I was pretty upset when that happened, like, because I knew that like everything went wrong the second that I thought, this coffee traveling mug is annoying to hold. So I'm gonna put it in my bag. like that's where everything went wrong, and I knew that like I could easily just next time just be like, okay, I'll hold it. I know I could have done that, but I messed up, and so now my textbook's all, it's all wrecked. I can't resell it. My notes are all like smudged. A lot of the papers are like crumb, like they just are these like dried papers that I just like don't look that nice anymore. And my laptop is completely ruined. So I felt pretty bad about that. But anyways, don't get too upset when things go wrong, because I guess like I had to just quickly be like, okay, this happened, let's move on. So what if my papers are all wet, like they dried up and I can still write on them? They don't look so nice, but I can get over that. I have to get over that, or else life is just, it's going to be too difficult. I mean, sometimes you mess up and you have to accept that and accept the consequences. So, so there's a lot of hope for you guys. If you mess up, there's still things you can do. And that's basically the message that I want to share, is that there's hope. The notes are fine. So I kept going with my week, and there'll be more things to report, as there always is. That's why this is a weekly show. You never know what happens in a week. So last time I was here, I did a review on physical graffiti. And I wanted to take this classic Led Zeppelin album and like, what's the word? Like, dissect it, or like, put it under some tension, right? Like put it on the spot and see if it would hold up. And I basically found out that there's no point of calling Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti a classic album, because it's not fun to listen to right now. So it's not like it has like what people call intrinsic value, which is like value in it of itself, that like you could listen to it and say like, oh, I like this. It's, you can't really do that. And also it's not really a classic because it's not significant for anyone. I asked a few students like what they thought about Physical Graffiti, and everyone was like, oh, like that's an art, like, I don't know, first of all. And second of all, I mean, it's art, right? Like on buildings. So I've never really thought about it much. So then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, nobody knows that this is a Led Zeppelin album. So like, it's not really recognized by our generation right now. So how is it a classic? That's what I left off last week. So I've been thinking more about that, to try to understand, like, what is this concept of classic stuff, such as the Iliad. Iliad is a classic, which is, okay, the Iliad is a poem by Homer, and it's the story of the Trojan War, which is, like, well known. Like, everybody knows of the Trojan War. So this is the story of it. And basically, I defined the Iliad as classic because it's something that you can show anyone from any generation and they will be able to identify that it has value. And clearly, physical graffiti cannot do that. So physical graffiti and the Iliad are not the same. They don't have the same properties. So if the Iliad is classic, physical graffiti is not. So I kind of kept going through that. I took a look at some more music that I thought could be classic. And we'll do a little segment here. I mean, this is one of my favorite songs. Again, this is personal choice, and I understand that it's just like physical graffiti. I can't say that this song has classic worth to it, that everyone who listens to it will get something out of it, will identify it as value. But I would argue that it's one of those songs that most people can. Definitely can bring a lot of people together. And it's kind of a hidden gem. So it's not recognized by name, but maybe people will be like, oh, I've heard this song at some point. I don't know where, and I like it. So this would be an example of what could be a classic, according to my definition. So I'll play that now, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. Enjoy. So, I think that's a pretty good song. I would have to say it's one of my personal choices for songs. And I would argue that I could show this to anyone and they would appreciate it. And because it has, like, I don't know where I heard this song initially, but it's definitely from, like, some kind of cartoon, some kind of, like, 80s show. It's like, not only is it good to hear, it's like, I've heard this somewhere else. So, it's, so that would meet the two criteria that I was looking for in physical graffiti, right? Can I enjoy it today for what it is? And can other people recognize it? Do other people like it as well? Is it well known? So by that definition, this song could be a classic. And I mean, essentially, this song, I could show it to anyone. From any culture, right? Kind of like how the Iliad, the Iliad was written for Greeks, but now, it applies to us, to Western people. So maybe... So this song could, I mean, it was written for here. It was written by Barry White. It's called Love's Theme. For anybody that wants to check it out. So Barry White wrote it he's an American musician. So he wrote it for American culture, but I think I could take the song to another culture and they would enjoy it. So, however, I want to bring in like I want to compare it to the Iliad, precisely that, because I'm claiming the Iliad is classic. And I'm also claiming that this is classic. So I just kind of had like a, sorry, I was going to go into a point, but then I just kind of been thinking about it just now in my head that what I was going to say was not going to actually add to my point. So I have to reconsider a bit exactly where I want to take this. So maybe I'll leave it at what it is right now, which is, what do you guys think? Is this song a classic? That would be great to hear. Maybe I'll do some research, and I'll ask people. So maybe we can leave the discussion of classics up, you know, we can leave it here for now, because I seem to have established a good candidate for classic stuff. Would that explain what's going on here? Is that enough? There are some other points to classicness that is like, that's interesting to think about, but how do they apply to this situation? It's a bit hard to say. So, man, I love that song. Okay, we'll go into this idea of classics. I don't know why I brain farted there. So, but that's cool. That's okay. That happens. When, you know, you can't let these things, you gotta get over them and just keep going. So, maybe I'll report about this next week. Who knows? A definition that people like to give for a classic is usually like something that transcends generations. So anything that that can be valued by multiple generations is classic. Would that be a property of it? Damn. Okay. I'm going to take a minute to collect my thoughts. So I'm going to leave you with another idea of a classic. This is another one of my favorite songs. And let's see if it's enjoyable. Let's see if it has the same properties as the other song that I played for you. So give it a listen, and I hope you can enjoy it how I enjoy it. Okay, there it is. So, you've just heard Kashmir, and we heard Barry White's Love's Theme. And so let's talk a bit about how they, what they reflect about classic stuff, about the nature of classicness. And so we'll start with Kashmir, because I feel like I have a lot more to say about that. Kashmir is what I used to consider a classic song. So I would think that anybody with anyone from any generation could listen to Kashmir and instantly recognize that it's amazing. Hands down, one of the best songs ever written, period. And I've realized how that's not true. How I've realized that Kashmir can be really annoying for some people. If you're not into like that kind of music, rock with like hard rock with like a repetitive like riff, just and like Plant, Robert Plant, and his like his way of singing, which is like kind of like a moan and like a howl at times, and like if you don't like this, to some people that's annoying. Like, that's not beautiful. That's like, what is happening? Turn it off. And like, that's surprising to me, because like, I thought Kashmir was amazing by reputation, by like how I feel when I listen to it sometimes. So Kashmir is why is Kashmir not the classic? Why can't people enjoy it? Simply as that. Like, I mean, it's a one of a kind song. I mean, I like it. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that Led Zeppelin can make, like, that human beings can make music that sounds like that. Because, like, you don't typically hear that kind of noise, I think. So to have, like, to have the just the ability to coordinate that many musicians to play this song and for it to sound like that, I mean, is, like, that's impressive on its own. It's impressive what the human being can do. So if people aren't going to appreciate it because it doesn't sound good to them, at least they should be able to appreciate the perspective it shows, what it teaches about human beings, what it teaches about artists. So this kind of made me go down this thought of, like, wow, classic stuff is not just about, for something to transcend generations, something that can transcend, like, generations and culture and that everybody can appreciate, like the Iliad, is beyond just, like, style, stylistic choice. It goes beyond the sound of Kashmir, because not everybody can enjoy the sound. So maybe what is classic about it is the perspective it gives. And certainly that made sense to me. So you can apply that to the Iliad as well. Like, the Iliad was written like, I think 750 BC. And, but, like, way before that, people were, like, the Iliad was meant to be, what's the word for it? It's just meant to be spoken out loud. So the written version was like a second, like, was like, was not the original version. So the Iliad, the Homer poems, they were memorized by people during a time where writing was not a thing, and poets would recite it from memory. And these are long poems. They're called epics for a reason. They go on for a while, and the book took me a few months to read, because I don't sit down and only read book, right? So these are long pieces, and the original way that they were told was orally by poets who'd memorize it and say it in the marketplace, or like or would say it at special events. So maybe the Iliad and the Homer poems were not that cool to listen to. I mean, who has time to listen to all of that? Who has time to read the Iliad from start to finish? So that can't be what makes it classic. You can't, that's not the value of the Iliad, is how it sounds, right? It's something else. It's like, it's what the theme of the Iliad is. And the Iliad is about the Trojan War. And one thing that it does really well is describe the war in detail in ways that you've never heard or read of war before. It's like this glorious battle where the soldiers are like these heroes, and like you get to read how they use their spears on each other, and it's really graphic, and you can cheer for your favorite heroes. It honestly feels like an Avengers movie. An Avengers movie is like, I mean, it's a really cool way of it's like it shows a war between superheroes and aliens, and you're cheering for it. It's like a happy kind of perspective on war. And like, so that's the kind of value there is in the Iliad. right? Like, you've never experienced war this way. The Iliad does a really good job at, like, communicating this idea. So that's what I thought, like, okay, there's that's what makes it a classic, the perspective it shares. As opposed to its style. So Kashmir could be a classic, not because it sounds good, but because it has a perspective of that people can appreciate. And I would say that perspective is like, is like knowing that human beings can make music that sounds like this. That's a perspective that I think can transcend cultures, right? But then I thought, this is, like, all this reasoning, the problem with it is that I keep, like, finding problems with it. So now that I think I have a definition for classic, something that has a perspective that people can appreciate, I realize that there's something wrong with that as well. So the problem with that is that the problem with perspectives is that they don't apply to everyone. People can disagree with a perspective. So someone can take Kashmir and first of all say and argue that that it's not impressive that people can make music this way because it's annoying. It sounds bad. So what's so impressive about that? It's just a bunch of noise. And the same thing can apply to the Iliad. Someone can say about the perspective, the Iliad's not really good because it's showing a very happy perspective about the war, right? So, and war is, it's not such a glorious thing. War is, it's tragic, and it's depressing, and it's bad for people. So the Iliad could, if you show it to somebody, to a culture of pacifists, they can look at it and say, this is crap, because this spreads a bad perspective. I don't agree with it. And that would take away its value. That culture would not consider it to be a classic. So that's where my idea goes. I'll be honest and I'll say that there's different ways of looking at it. So that's as far as I think I'm going to go today with that idea. Classics are not just something that that sound good, that people can appreciate today. What really makes something a classic is the perspective it offers to life, the perspective it offers to the reader. Well, at least that kind of contributes to classicness. Although there's so many questions that go beyond that. Anyways, I will play to you one other song that I like, that I consider to be pretty good and can be appreciated by a lot of people. So let's see if you agree. Let's see if you like this song. Let's try to see how it applies. Can it be a classic? All the questions apply to this as well. So I hope you enjoy this. It is one of my favorites. All right. I got to work on, like, getting this thing ready to go after I play the music, because then it's like, okay. But that's cool. You listen to another one of the great, one of my favorite songs. I mean, it's a personal choice, but it's one of those things that I could argue, that I want to argue, that is undeniably good. which would be a classic, right? That could be part of the definition of classic. But let's take a look at this song and why I think it's pretty good. I mean, and let's see if it fits our definition that we've been working on today. Jay-Z's lyrics is the main reason why I think this song is great. So although it sounds good, and I like the, I like the tune of it, Jay's lyrics is kind of offers like perspective value. I mean, first the style is pretty good. His rhymes, I mean, his skill of poetry is pretty amazing. I gotta say, like that opening line, first I snatch the streets, then I snatch the charts. First I had the in, now I have their hearts. Like this brings a lot of immediate like relief, pleasing to me, you know? But apart from that, I mean, it's, why would this song be a classic? How could I argue for someone who maybe doesn't know English, right? Could this song still, I mean, could they still enjoy it? Does it transcend generations? Like, what if exactly that happens in a few generations? English is not the common dialect. So would people still be able to appreciate it, and even though they speak something else? It would be hard to say. I mean, unless the message of the song has value, right? If there's a certain perspective to it, then it could transcend culture. And I don't know. This song is more of an expression of like the rapper's ability to rhyme more than it is about anything in particular. You find that a lot of rap songs are actually like this, that what's cool about it is how it sounds. So I don't have a final verdict on this song yet. It's just something I like to consider. I want to keep thinking about it. See if this song applies. It could be a classic. The way I'm looking at it now, it's mostly stylistic value. Its perspective is like, I mean, it is a perspective. But again, maybe it falls into the category of perspectives that like are like, okay, so what? I mean, so you're a good rapper. How does that apply? Like, so maybe that's not a perspective that really transcends cultures. You know, if a culture doesn't really value rap or doesn't value like poetry that sounds good, it's like, okay, that's not of value to me. I don't know. I'm comparing it to how the Iliad is depicts war. It has a perspective, but maybe some people would argue that it's a bad perspective on war because doesn't show the harsh truths that comes along with them. It just shows heroes. So that's basically the findings for this week. I want to leave it at that because going further there's too much information already. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you're having a good night. And I hope that we can continue to understand the nature of classicness and that we eventually get some solid answers on what is what. I hope you appreciated the songs that I played for you and that you can forgive yourself on if things go wrong this week. You can have a a more forgiving approach to your situation. Kind of admit, like, things happen sometimes, and the best thing you can do is just quickly get over it. Maybe talk about it over the radio. So, have yourselves a wonderful week. And we'll tune in again next week. This concludes Camilo's Radio Hour.